Thank you, Tara. Good morning, Gene. This is Gail. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing that we're filling today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, super. So what I'll do, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Gene?
Okay.
All right. So I was taking a look, Tara sent some notes over, kind of fill me in so you wouldn't have to go over quite so much. So I was looking at online presence for you, and she did note that you have a website, which is beautiful, by the way. Who built that for you?
I did.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
You did a wonderful job. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous website. The
Thank
colorful
you.
Photos. Yeah. Is that all your work?
Some of it, yes.
Wow. I'm looking at an outdoor kitchen right now that I have outdoor
kitchen. My work.
Nice. Very nice work. And it sounds like you've been doing it for a while.
I have.
Okay. Awesome. But it sounds like you just moved to Clackamas.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is probably trying to get established there. Now I noticed there was a link. Where'd it go? Oh, was it Thumbtack or Angie or Home Advisor? Do you use one of those services? Or?
I do. Angie.
Okay.
And Home Advisor, I guess, are the same. I'm not positive.
Oh, that's right. One of them swallowed the other one. That's right. That's right.
I think so. But yeah, I am listed with them.
And how's are you getting?
And Thumbtack, I haven't signed up yet. I'm looking at it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And
how's
Andy's
there's also another one called CraftJack that I'm trying this week.
You know, I've seen that, but I don't know a lot about it. Is it a pay-per-lead type service, or what are they doing there?
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Angie's is a pay-per-lead too, right?
That is correct, yes.
How's that one working out for you?
Good so far.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Well, and, you know, if you're doing well on Angie's, you're going to do great on the first page of Google. One of the first things that we'll do, Gene, is I'll actually close off the Clackamas area for landscape and hardscape. And we close that for a 50-mile radius around you. So what
30
that'll
miles
mean,
is what I would need, not 50.
Oh, okay. No worries. So the 50-mile radius is actually a very strict Google rule that we're required to follow. So for our Google partnership to remain, we've had it for 14 years. We kind of like the thing. we kind of like the partnership. So we can't work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius, but you don't have to travel that entire 50 miles. Our job is getting your phone ringing, and then our nose is out of the middle. You can decline jobs that are outside of your service area or things that you don't do. That's none of our business. So just so you know that 50 miles, though, is your protected territory where we won't be promoting anyone else to the first page. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. And then what we do from there is all of the programming that's necessary and the backlinking to get you to show on the first page in the map section right when anyone is searching for your services. So when they're looking for landscape design you must do hardscapes as well. Do you do full service landscape or are you looking just for design work?
Both.
Okay, perfect. So what we can do, we'll use all of your services as keywords so that you're found for each of them in the map section anytime someone's searching. So, for example, you know, looking at your website, I would use a keyword outdoor kitchen, landscape design, hardscape, You probably would do a small retaining wall, maybe a big retaining wall.
Yes.
Perfect. We can use that too. So any of the things that you design, we can use those as keywords so that when someone's searching for retaining wall installation, you pop up. And then those calls all go directly to you. We don't screen them, filter them. We don't send them through a silly web form, and we don't charge you for them. So leads, clicks, and calls are unlimited. And then they just go right to you right in the moment they're looking. Does that sound like something that's probably going to help you bring in some more good business?
So far, uh-huh.
Okay, all right, super. And then now I was going to ask you, too, are you on Facebook at all, team?
I have, yes, I am.
Okay, is that a personal
and when I
page?
Say that, it's not a business page.
Okay. You were going to say something.
I really don't know how that works because I do have a group. And that's...
Oh, okay. So you've got a group. You created your own group on Facebook.
Yes.
That's awesome. How many followers do you have?
Not many.
Okay. All right. No worries.
And I really don't know, but I don't think, you know, maybe 10.
Okay. Now, are you interested in getting more work through Facebook?
Perhaps. I don't know. Facebook has some problems, you know, with what they're doing lately.
They've made a lot of changes. I've never been a Facebooker. I've never been a social media person. I never did understand taking a picture of your dinner and putting it on Facebook. I just don't get it.
Sure.
I truly only use it for business. I don't post other garbage. I'm a no drama kind of person. Sounds like you probably are too. But I've seen how powerful it has become lately. So post-pandemic, and please excuse my yappy puppy, post-pandemic, people started trying to keep their spending dollars local. And they started turning to Facebook Marketplace to look for those local goods and services. So Facebook has actually made it better for businesses now to be seen there, and it's really inexpensive. So tell you what, Dean, you're a perfect fit for the listing. You're established in business. Clearly you do good work. Tara noted to me too, you're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. So you certainly qualify for the listing and that local programming to get you in the map. So let me get you the pricing on that. And then we can talk about Facebook as a possibility. That way you kind of got a place to start. So, as Tara probably mentioned, it's an exclusive listing. We're filling it out today. So we had actually been calling the area looking for one company that was qualified that we could put in that listing. And I'm so glad she found you because you're a perfect match. Now, being new to the area, I can apply a new in business rate. That's going to get you a nice discount. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. And it's on a month-to-month basis. So, in other words, we're not locking you into a contract. We just frankly don't believe in it. We believe if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, then there's no need to wrangle you into a contract if we're doing our job. I hope that's okay with you.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. I always cringe. Some people like contracts, and I cringe. I'm going to get hung up on at that point. So thank you for that, Gene. So no contracts. It is month to month. And clicks, calls, leads are unlimited. So let me grab retail, and then I'm going to put in those codes and get you off of retail. So let me see. So Oregon, retail is $399 a month. With a one-time $299 setup fee, but with your discounts applied, oh wow, I had to double check that. Okay, it brought you down to $199 a month. It dropped $200 a tad. And then it took $200 your setup fee too. So that puts that at just $99. So the setup is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 month to month, and no click fees, call fees, lead fees, surcharges, whatever extras people have dreamed up over the years. I don't know. The waitresses have a surcharge now. But it'll just be that flat $199, never a penny more. And we'll have you appear in the map section right on top there when people are searching for any of your services. And then they just click and call you directly. Is it making sense, team? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed I don't see a Google business profile for you yet. Have you got one and I'm just not finding it?
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
Okay, no problem. It's easy to do. We'll get it started for you. In 6 to 10 days, you'll get a postcard in the mail with a PIN code on it. We'll need that PIN code. We send that into Google. They verify you, and then your Google business profile will display. And that's one of the first things that people see, and it's one of the things that we'll optimize to help you on that first page and keep your listing there. And you've probably seen the Google business profile. It's the box that comes up with company name, click to call, click for the website, right? You've seen that.
And you're going to send me a link to that, is that right?
Yep, so you'll own your Google business profile. We'll just go in there basically as guests and set everything up for you, and then we do the programming on it so that you're on that first page. Make sense?
And where do I find that profile?
Well, it's not up yet. So it'll be, so when someone finds your listing, so someone's searching for outdoor kitchen, and you come up in the map, they're going to click on your Google business profile, which it's not up yet because we haven't sent in for it, but they'll just click directly on your profile and they call you directly. So you're truly a one click call. Does that make sense? Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And then, Gene, you are definitely a perfect fit for this listing. You're 5 out of 5 star rated company. You certainly qualify. It sounds like this will get your business kicked off pretty well, being that you're new to the area, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Dean, I'd like to go ahead and get you set up on this listing today and close down that landscape and hardscape category for Clackamas. Should we get you going?
And how does Facebook enter into this?
Yes. So as an option, we could add Facebook advertising to it. It's through a Facebook business page, which will help you create, and then we can set the page up for you if you'd like. We don't charge for that. And then it's literally a dollar for dollar. So our minimum would be $100 a month in Facebook ads. Couple of things I really like about what Facebook has done is, one, their retargeted ads, which you've probably experienced if you didn't know them by name. Really good example. A couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. I landed on Wrangler.com because my local store didn't have the right links. Anyway, I got my jeans. But since then, everywhere I go, my Facebook page, my Google, even my Amazon, the game I play before I go to sleep at night, I've got ads that'll appear for jeans. Have you had that happen where you'll find an ad for something you just searched following you around?
Sure, right.
Perfect, and perfect.
Can you stop it if you want to stop it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We can pause it at any time, certainly. But
I'm talking about in your case with your genes, you've already got them, so you don't need them again, right?
Yes. They kind of fade away. The ads fade away after time. Yep, absolutely. But those retargeted ads, that's what they're called, you're not charged for them as the advertiser. So it's truly just free branding and free views. And what we found is when someone does click on the ad, they're at a point where they've seen you a couple of times. They feel like they know you. They can see that you offer a good service. And they, when they click, they're calling you to have you do work for them. And worst case, those clicks count between 5 and 50 cents each against that $100 in ad credits. So my math, worst case 50 cents, that could be up to 200 new leads just off of Facebook alone and just on $100. So as an option, if that's something you'd like to get more work on Facebook.
Okay. Got it.
So if you wanted to add the Facebook on, it would be $100 a month to add it. So that would put you at $299, and then we would still do all of the other things that we talked about. Does that making sense, Gene? I know it's a lot of info. Okay.
Can
now,
you send it to my email, what you're talking about?
Oh, of course, yes. As we get you set up, I'm going to send you several emails. You'll have the exact price and package that I quoted you. So let me grab a couple screens here, and we'll get you started. It's Gene, is that right?
Perfect.
And Gene, what's your last name?
M-E-L-I-U-S, as in San.
N-E-L-I. Oh, one more time. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, could you, one more, does it start with an M like Mary?
That's correct.
M-E-L-I-U-S.
Yes.
All right, awesome. I want to grab this listing and close it for you before somebody else grabs it. Okay, got it. What I wanted to do, so our listings open in the morning, and we're tasked with calling that area that day to fill the listings. So we had been calling around the area looking for that one qualified company. I needed to grab it for you so that our team stops calling on it. Dean, what is your email address, please?
It's my name at yahoo.com.
All right. No dots or anything in there?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And then I've got 503-753-8001 as yours. Is that also cell phone?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you're using that as business line too, right?
I am.
Okay. Awesome. And no problems with that. All right, so I'm going to, first thing is send you a couple of emails. The first one is informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics, which I don't think I mentioned. You'll have access. You can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us if you'd like. Things like that, but all of that data that you need to see what your marketing is doing for you, we try to be very, very transparent. We want you to know what's
as far as pictures.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The web page is all I need for pictures.
So we'll put pictures on your Google Business profile. They'll go on your Facebook page as well. Now, your website looks great. I love it. Are you happy with it?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. What I was going to offer, quite often we build websites for our clients, and we don't charge for it. So if it was something you weren't happy with, I know somebody else can love it, and you could still hate it. So I thought I would ask if you needed us to change it for you. All right, and then let me know if those two emails made it to you, if you would, please, Gene.
I'm sorry, what?
Could you check to see if those two emails made it to you?
Oh, yeah. One moment.
Thank you. Jean, Tara noted, did she say you've been in the business for 50 years?
Yes.
That's amazing. No wonder you do good work.
Well, I'll try my best.
Well, I have seen a lot of hacks. I'm really pleased to see that you do such good work. You're a perfect fit.
Okay. I see that you have sent me something, yes.
Okay, fantastic. So you don't need to do anything with those just yet. One is the exact price and, oh, did I send it? No, it's still sitting there. Okay. Oh, I know I needed to ask you. Did you want to add the Facebook advertising on, or do you just want to stay with the local programming for the map section for now?
Well, Facebook's fine as long as they can add my web page to it.
Yes, absolutely. That's no problem. All right. Okay, so I've got this adjusted with your discounts in there and with the Facebook added. So this will be the exact price and package I quoted you, so you've got that in writing. And I should mention, too, you're locked in at that price for life. It's not a promotional rate that'll go up later. We truly lock you in so that it'll always be the same. And then I want to make sure I've got your website's probably more reliable. Is it artscape-nw-hardscape-llc?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. And then
not LLC.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I will fix that. And then are you at 13244 Southeast Comanche Court?
Yeah.
Perfect. Clackamas, Oregon, right?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And then let me grab. So what I'm doing is I'm gathering information so that we've got everything correct. We don't like typos going out when we send your data over to Google. So we actually do quite a bit of double and triple checking as we go. So some of it seems redundant. I apologize. And I'm grabbing some links here too so that your technician will have everything that they need so that you guys can hit the ground running. Okay. I'm also skimming, make sure I don't have any errors here too. Okay, perfect. So, Gene, I'm going to send you two text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account. If you ever have a problem or a question, let me know. Don't let it fester. I'm the dog you want on that bone. If it's something I can't fix for you, I will get to who can. So just so you know that, I'm always here. And then, Gene, I don't need your digits just yet, but on the card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
Just first and last.
Okay, perfect. I always have to check. Some of mine have it, and some of them don't, and I can never remember. Okay. Grab a couple links. Okay. so I'm building everything up here for your tech so that everything's ready to go. Let's see. Grab your website. Okay, perfect. All right, Gene, and then the next thing, let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So the onboarding call is where everything really kicks off. So we roll up our sleeves at that point, and we dig right in. We don't like to take your money and then not work. So I like to set that onboarding call at your earliest convenience. So I'll tell you what we've got open. Let me see.
I don't know the onboarding call that you're talking about.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, Gene. What was that?
I said I don't understand what the onboarding call is. What
oh, certainly.
Mean?
You bet. So they're going to go through all of the information I collect from you here and make sure one more time that everything is accurate. Go through keywords and service listings, make sure we got everything there. And then they'll get you access to your reporting dashboard. They'll have some more questions about you as far as links and Google Business Profile, things like that. And then after that call, we get to work. So that's a call with your technician. We block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I'm gathering everything that they'll need, so you won't even need to be in front of a computer for that call. Okay. So let me take a look and see what we've got. Do you have availability yet today, Gene? Oh, let me see here. That might be cutting it a little tight. I do only have one opening today, and unfortunately, it's too close. So let's look at tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like I've got every hour on the hour starting at 8 a.m. So you name the time, and I will make it happen.
I would have to look at my schedule, and I'm sorry,
okay.
I can't look like this.
Okay, no worries. We can come back to that. All right, and then let me just check. Did you get those two text messages that I sent?
I did.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then I'm checking some things off of my system here, too, as we go. Okay, is that going to be, I don't need digits just yet. I don't know why I'd ask this right up front. Is it going to be Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover today?
Right.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, okay.
Thank you. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Amex.
Okay, you got it. And then let's go over your services. So we're going to see landscape design, right? And hardscapes. All right. What other services within landscape and hardscape can we pull out and use as keywords?
Painting walls.
You breaking up. Okay.
Retaining walls.
Perfect.
Okay. Design. Landscape design, of course.
Perfect. Okay. And we're certainly going to do outdoor kitchens.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else can we find here?
There's something that's called I can't think of the name of it. It's called Zeroscape, and I'm sorry I'm not saying
it. Oh, I know. Is it X-E-R-O?
It's usually native plants with no using native plants and not requiring a lot of water.
Ah, okay. All right. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right. Perfect. Now, I noticed on your website, something came up, said garden therapy. Is that...
That's correct, yes. And
okay,
what
perfect.
I'm saying by that is by gardening, of course, it gives you garden therapy, yes.
Ah, that's for sure. I love nothing more than working in my flower garden than my vegetable garden.
Sure.
Let's see. I even love pulling weeds. It's crazy. People think I'm crazy, but I find it therapeutic. Yank them and toss them. Get them out of there. I see sprinklers on your website.
Yes.
Sprinkler and hardscapes. Okay, good. Erosion and backflow. I'm going to use that. I'm going to say landscape consulting. All right. Gene, can you think of any others that we might have missed?
Probably have covered everything that I can think of.
Okay. Perfect. Now, if you think of any others between now and your onboarding call, just jot them down or you can text me or email me too. And then we can get those added. Making a couple notes for our tag. Okay. I could sit and stare at those pictures on your website all day. They're just gorgeous. Of course, I live in Colorado. My gardens are coming to an end. My sunflowers have all finished out. I'm harvesting pretty much the last of my vegetables this weekend. Okay. And then, Gene, I'm going to send you another text message. It's purely informational, but it's on the call tracking and how that works. And that's just going to be a link by text. Ah, I sent the wrong thing. I'll resend it. My apologies. There we are. Okay. And then these texts that I'm sending you so far, you don't have to do anything with them yet. Okay. And then, Gene, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Phone, text.
Phone and text. You got it. And then what do you want to show for your hours of operation?
8 to 5.
Okay. We are saying Monday through Friday.
Yes. And I may adjust to 7.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
8 to 7.
8 to 7?
Yes.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Perfect. All right, and then I assume your address is a home address?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a note on here for our text, big bold letters, that we won't publish your actual street address, given that it is your home address. You probably don't want the world knowing where you live.
Yes.
You'll still show up in the map where you're supposed to. But they just won't be able to like drive right to your house. All right, perfect.
So I would come to that.
I'm sorry.
There would be no reason to, because I would come to them.
Exactly. Right. All right. Let me look here. I think everything's looking good. When would you be able to take a peek at your calendar?
And we're talking about tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So noon tomorrow. 5 times.
And what time was that again?
Noon?
Noon. Let me see. I can't do noon. We're actually closed for lunch from noon to one. But any other time of the day is...
Are you right now? Where are you? You said you're out of your different time zone than I am.
So we're actually based in California. So I work on Pacific time. During the day, I'm on Pacific time. At night, I'm on Mountain time. I know it's confusing. But noon Pacific time, we're closed down for lunch. But any other time, starting at 8 a.m., going through 3 p.m.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Perfect. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate your flexibility. I know sometimes that we close down at lunchtime, it makes it a little bit difficult. All right. Let me grab that calendar appointment and create it. All right. And then you are near your email. Okay, good. Good, good. I'll let you know when I'll have another one on the way to you in just a sec. All right. So there's another email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is local/CIE. It's our crazy internal coding. And let me know when that one gets there.
Tracking info, is that what you're saying?
Nope, this one, it'll be the last one to come in. It'll be local/CIE. Did it make it? It'll be a calendar invite.
To my email?
Yes.
No, I see
it. Strange. Okay, well, I wonder if it went into your junk folder. No luck. Strange. Okay, we'll give it a couple minutes to get there, and then we'll just come back to it. Okay, let me set your subscription up here.
And Facebook marketing, I see client dashboard and analytics. I don't see it.
Okay, yeah, it'll come in after that one. It might just be...
Is it
What's
from
that?
Laura?
Nope, shouldn't be. The subject line, local.
What's the last email I received from anyone?
Okay. We'll give it.
Wait a minute. I see invitation. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, yes, I got it.
Perfect. If you would please open that one up. And then hit the yes option. It should say yes, no, maybe. And fingers crossed that it works right.
Okay. It says Google 400, but that's an error.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Huh. Well, I got you on the calendar.
What am I supposed to click on?
All you should have to do is click on the yes option in that email when you open it up.
So, what I'm asking you, all yes options, right?
and it says it's an error.
Oh, that's odd. Okay. Well, we won't worry about it. I've got you there on the calendar, so I've got your appointment held. So you remember at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and that your technician will call you at that time.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so I am to the billing. So does the company name appear on the card that you're using today, that Amex, Gene?
No.
So you're first and last. Okay. And then
Initial L.
I'm sorry?
Middle initial L.
Oh, it does. Okay. Let me fix that. And then your cell phone, I assume, is the phone number attached to that credit card?
Yeah.
Okay. Fix something here. I found an error. It had your city name instead of the zip code. All right, let's fix that. Okay. There we are. Okay, and you said Amex. And now, Gene, just so you know, I am having kind of a hard time hearing you. Every once in a while, you come through, like, warbly, like you're underwater. So I'm going to repeat the digits back to you, if you don't mind, as you give them to me, make sure I get it right.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
3783.
3783.
354698.
354698. Yes. 04002. 04002. Got it. And expiration, please.
Canvas 26.
All right. And then what's that security code, please?
It is 942.
Got it. All right. Let me update that. Okay. My computer is moving at a nice speed today. Sometimes it likes to think just a little too long, longer than I would like. Okay. I must have had a typo because it tells me it was an invalid account number. And of course, now that I've input it, it X's it out. So I'll have to have you read that back to me one more time.
3783.
3783.
Yes. 354698.
Okay.
04003.
I think I found the problem. I think I had a 2 as well. Yep, that appears to be right. So there's going to be one more email on the way to you. This one should be easier. It's more universal. You'll have two. The one we want is titled Local / Initial Invoice.
Uh-huh.
Comes in. I'll walk you through it. It's the written version of what I'm required to read to you. So I'm going to read our voice verification to you. It's required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the what was that?
Monthly, and it can be canceled any time if I don't see the value, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. And that's actually, that'll be in what I'm reading to you too. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Hardscape-northwesthardscape.com.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Gene Miller, and my name or title is owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Of course.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-binding agreement?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
No problem. So basically, if you add any social medias, if you, I guess people are doing TikTok for business now too. I don't understand that one either. But if you add anything else, just to let us know, that way we can include it in your Google business profile. It'll help your ranking.
Got it.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 29, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $398, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month, $100 for 1 month Facebook ads, and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $299, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 29th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Thank you, Gene. And then did either... What was that? You blurred out one more time, hon. I'm sorry.
You're going to send me the statement date, yes?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. In fact, I was just going to ask, did another email arrive that Local Splash initial in, or Local Splash initial invoice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so on that one, if you open it up, I believe it's about the fourth sentence. It says, "Click here to accept." It's the written version of what I just read to you, and then you'll scroll all the way to the bottom, and there should be a box that'll ask you to check, and then type your name, capitals, exactly as it appears.
Okay, I'm actually driving right now, so it's good to do that.
Oh, gosh, Gene, you should have told me that. I had no idea you were driving. No worries. Tell you what, you're all set, and we've got everything as far as we can get it. Let's do this. Would you mind just text me when you're stopped and able to talk for maybe 5 minutes? Then I can walk you through those last two emails, and then we'll be all set, and then you don't have to try and struggle with this while you're driving. Okay, awesome. And then, perfect. So I will talk to you after a little bit when you get landed somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. right. But for now, you are all set. The listing is yours. It's secured. Your payment went through. Not going anywhere. So we'll deal with those emails when you stop. Congratulations, Dean. I'm excited for you. This is going to be great for business. For sure.
We'll find out.
All right. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you. You bet. We'll talk to you after a bit. Bye-bye.
You bet.